as we begin this campaign of Christian service, this is how the opening prayer of today's Mass describes the beginning of Lent, a campaign of Christian service. Who am I serving by giving up chocolate? Who am I serving by eating less? Who am I serving by giving up alcohol for Lent? Whatever it might be. Where is the service in that? How does this make any sense? How is this a campaign of Christian service? Well, the opening prayer speaks of the weapon of self-restraint. As Catholics, we can become famous for how we love to suffer, the penances we can do, the abstinence, the fasting like we do today, abstaining from meat and fasting, meaning at least one small medium meal and two small meals, as the bishops of the United States describe it for fasting in this country. But all of these forms of self-restraint are intended to free us from our attachment to sin, our attachment to pleasure, our attachment to excess, addictions, compulsions, because when we live in these attachments, they bind us from being able to live a life of Christian service. We don't simply give up things and do penance for the sake of suffering. We give up certain things that we're attached to. We give up certain things that even are good in themselves so that we're free to do the good we have always meant to be doing but have not been. Because I have to have this. I have to do that. I have to spend this. And as I give up certain things, it's always with the purpose, the intention of freeing up that money or that time or those attachments to now use it to help others. Maybe I spend $30 a week at some unknown coffee chain for $6 a coffee. And so I give up buying coffee there and I just make it at home simple or have no coffee at all. And so now I give that $30 every week to a worthy cause, to the hungry, to Samaritan's House, to my parents. I give up listening to radio all the time so that maybe I can spend that time in prayer, thinking about the things of God, talking to God. Who do you spend the most time talking to in your day? Think of all the texting, the phone calls, however you communicate, in social media. Maybe I give up social media. So instead of this doom scrolling for hours on end, I spend that time instead praying the rosary, coming to the Stations of the Cross on Fridays, calling my grandmother, who I never speak to, calling an aunt, forgiving a person who has hurt me. When we hold on to the things of this world, be they pleasures or possessions or unforgiveness or anger or resentment, we are chained, we are enslaved, we're not free. And the purpose of breaking these chains and these bonds in our lives is so that now we're free for Christian service. Now, because I have forgiven. Now, because I have asked for forgiveness. Now that I'm no longer spending money on that or spending my time on that, I'm free to pray. I'm free to volunteer. I'm free to make a difference. I'm free now to live as a Christian's meant to be, not a life of all the things I cannot do, but all the things I should be doing, but I can't because I'm stuck in these wages of sin and these attachments to the world. And so the gospel from Matthew today reminds us of what it means to get back to the basics. When you give alms, Jesus doesn't say if you give alms, but when. He presupposes that all of us are regularly giving to the poor. That's not optional. That's not an act of charity. When we give to the poor, that's an act of justice. Because we're giving to them what they have a right to, basic shelter and food, clothes. And we have more than enough of that. If we keep those things and do not share it with others, St. John Chrysostom tells us we are guilty of theft because our excess by right belongs to those who have nothing. When you give alms, when you pray, how often do we pray every day? Can we begin this Lenten season setting time aside in the morning or at night, whatever time best suits us, to spend 20 minutes in prayer, whatever that may be, whether it's the rosary or praying scripture or the liturgy of the hours or learning about the faith. There's so many apps, form.org, our parish provides it for free, that you can learn about the faith, learn about scripture, learn about Lent. When you fast, as we do today in Good Friday, Do not look gloomy. When we give up these foods, right, maybe on Friday nights you always went out. You spent $40, $60, $100 going out every Friday night with your friends. Now Friday nights, I go to the Stations of the Cross. I have a simple soup. I don't go out, and I spend that $100 on a worthy cause of those who have nothing. And the purpose of this Lenten season is we break these chains that bind us so that we are free for Christian service, is so that we would continue this good habit, what we call virtue, throughout the year. It's not that I'm going to give up alcohol for 40 days and on Easter Sunday make up for it by drinking the whole bottle. We give up these things to break our attachment to sin so that we're free for service, free to love and to be loved. And that's what God calls us to. It's the life of the Christian. Rend your hearts, not your garments. What good is it to put ashes on your forehead if you will not forgive your neighbor? What good is it to put ashes on your forehead if you're still attached to this or that? What good is it to put ashes on your forehead if we don't even go to confession or mass on Sundays? If we can't treat our neighbor, the stranger, our enemy, with the love Christ calls us to? What good are these things, God tells us, the prophet Joel, if we are not merciful and slow to anger and rich in kindness and gracious as God is with us? Spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? When they see the world sees us free from the attachments of the things that cloud our minds and robs us of our freedom, and sees us being gracious and loving and kind to those who least deserve it, then they will know that our God is with us. Not because there's ashes on our foreheads, but because we have become light and salt in the darkness, and no one can doubt that we are a Christian.